Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos. All thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Young, handsome, and ruthless. Wondery's new true crime podcast, Billionaire Boys Club, is based on the incredible story of a group of wealthy young men from where else, Los Angeles, whose wealthy get-rich-quick scheme lured millions in dollars and left a trail of bodies behind them. Their very selective invite-only club brought the best educated, most privileged, and most importantly, the most well-connected men in L.A. Their very selective invite-only club brought the best educated, most privileged, and most importantly, well-connected men in L.A. They had everything, but they wanted more. And on the surface, they were the most successful businessmen in the city. And when something sounds too good, it usually is. The BBC was a Ponzi scheme, and after a few deals fell through, their leader, Joseph Hunt, started a string of kidnappings and murders in a desperate attempt to cover their tracks. But to Joe, that was just business as usual, because in the BBC, the end always justifies the means. I'm about to play you a brief clip from the show, but while you're listening, subscribe to Billionaire Boys Club on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or you can listen ad-free and binge all 6 episodes right now by signing up for Wondery Plus in the Wondery app.
It's a warm evening in Los Angeles on June 6, 1984. The tall windows in Ron Levin's impressive Beverly Hills duplex are wide open, welcoming any breeze Los Angeles has to offer on this balmy summer night. It's around 7 p.m. when the doorbell rings. The kid's early, he thinks. But then again, Joe was never one to follow directions. As Levin crosses his sunken living room, he readies himself. He should be the hospitable host when he greets Joe at the door. Ron Levin is used to stalling angry business associates. But Joe is relentless. Joe reminds Levin of a young version of himself. Confident, arrogant, able to talk anyone into anything. He admires the kid. But lately, Joe's been a pain in the ass. He hasn't stopped phoning and coming over unannounced since Levin told him he made $10 million off a bogus trading account. You're early. Joe holds up a bag from La Scala's.
I brought dinner.
Hey, kosher. Joe's as excited to see Levin's Shetland collie as he is to see Joe. Levin plays it cool. The two men sit down on Levin's white couch. Levin lights 2 candles on his glass and chrome coffee table, and Joe pours him a glass of wine. Then Joe makes the move Levin's been waiting for.
Levin, I need you to pay me my share of our profits. This has gone on too long.
Nobody move. This is a man Levin's never seen before. Built like a linebacker, pure muscle and a menacing stare.
Who the hell are you?
Levin demands. The large man with the gun reaches in his jacket pocket. He slowly screws a silencer to the barrel of his pistol as he stares Levin down.
How much is in your Swiss bank account?
Joe demands.
About $1.7 million.
Joe tells him to write a check for $1.5 million to be sure it clears.
Joe, what are you playing? The gunman has Kosher by the scruff of his neck, gun pressed to his little head.
No! No! Don't shoot him!
Joe just stands there. This is not a game, Ron. That's when Levin knows that Joe has won this battle. Okay, put the dog down and I'll do whatever you say. The gunman drops the dog. Then he writes a big, fat check to Joe for $1.5 million. I've done what you want. Now get the fuck out. Joe just looks at him for a moment, his face completely void of any emotion. He's frighteningly calm when he tells Levin to lie face down on the bed. He's calm when he tells the gunman to handcuff Levin. And when Levin starts to whimper and beg for his life, Joe says nothing. The gunman shoves the .25 caliber into the back of Levin's head. Levin can hear his suitcase unzipping and see Joe packing out of the corner of his eye. The gunman turns to Joe and says, "Now?" Joe says nothing. He doesn't have to.
Subscribe to Billionaire Boys Club on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or you can listen ad-free and binge all 6 episodes right now by signing up for Wondery Plus in the Wondery app. Download the app in the Google or Apple app stores today.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
History is full of bizarre, unsolved mysteries. And over time, these stories have been bent by rumor, warped by social media, and twisted into legend. I'm Michael May, and on A Study of Strange, we dig into these real mysteries and seek the truth, as close as we can get anyway. Recently, we've covered true crime cases like the Greystone Mansion murder, the Red Lipstick Killer, and America's first reported serial killers. Of course, every now and then we also dive into the odd, esoteric, and paranormal, including vanishing people, haunted locations, and UFO history. So if you like your mysteries historical, or if you love a good debunking every now and then, search A Study of Strange wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember, the truth is always stranger than fiction.